too, but it is very difficult to believe so. Sit on the footway leaning against house walls. Everybody who has come for water to the fountain stays there and seems incapable of any such energetic idea as going home. Vespers are over, though not so long but that I can smell the heavy resinous incense as I pass the church. No man seems to be at work, save the coppersmith. In an Italian town, he is always at work, and always thumping in the deadliest manner. I keep straight on, and come in due time to the first on the right, a narrow, dull street, where I see a well-favoured man of good stature and military bearing, in a great cloak, standing at a door. Drawing nearer to this threshold, I see it is the threshold of a small wine shop, and I can just make out, in the dim light, the inscription that it is kept by Giovanni Carlovero. I touch my hat to the figure in the cloak, and pass in, and draw a stool to a little table. The lamp, just such another as they dig out of Pompeii, is lighted, but the place is empty. The figure in the cloak has followed me in and stands before me,